This is the last word of Perek Aleph of Makot, and also the last words of the entire topic of capital punishment that has been running since the middle of Sanhedrin. Especially the last few lines, they're pretty well known. They get quoted a lot, and it's something that a lot of people know about the rabbinic legal system, that they don't like putting people to death. They try to avoid putting people to death by putting extra safeguards on it to avoid any executions. But one of the interesting things about it is the famous part often skips the last line. So we're going to read all of the lines and highlight especially the line that is often skipped, and that the rabbinic tradition, the Mishnah here, does not have a simple yes or no on capital punishment. It has a complex dialectic about how to think about it. So we start off by talking about Sanhedrin, which, as I mentioned in the previous Mishnah, doesn't refer to a specific Second Temple institution, but refers to the concept of a council that is capable of judging a capital case, or many other cases as well, but of at least 23 counselors. And one of the reasons that I was pretty sure that in the last Mishnah it doesn't refer to this specific institution is because here it clearly is very general. It says, Sanhedrin or Heged Ba'aretz uvechutz la'aretz. Sanhedrin councils are practiced in the land of Israel and also outside the land of Israel, meaning the power to put people to death by getting together a group of 23 counselors to judge that case. That power is not limited to the land of Israel. That power is, in theory, available anywhere. So the fact that Sanhedrin here refers to any institution inside the land or outside the land helps reinforce the idea that Sanhedrin, before and continuing, is the general concept and not the specific institution. Now, the famous lines of the Mishnah, which are often quoted, but missed the last line. Sanhedrin ha-horeget echad ba-shavua nikreit chavlanit. A Sanhedrin that kills one person in a week, which by the context here clearly means in 7 years. Shavua sometimes means a week of years and not a week of days. Sanhedrin that executes somebody once in 7 years is called chavlanit, is called violent, injurious. It's over the top. That is too much execution. So you can already see the thrust of the Mishnah so far, and it's going to continue in this vein for a little bit, is very much anti-implementation of the death penalty. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Echad l'shivim shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, actually, the threshold is even higher. Not one in 7 years, but one in 70 years. If a Sanhedrin were to kill one person in 70 years, they would call that a chablanit, an injurious beit din. Then Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Omrim. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva were apparently never on such a Sanhedrin because they say, Ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin. If we were on a Sanhedrin, lo neherag adam me'olam. We never would have executed anybody. So it's really escalated the stakes. First, one in 7 years is called injurious. Second, one in 70 years is called injurious. And third, ideally, a Sanhedrin should kill nobody at all. The death penalty should never be implemented, according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. That's where the quote of this famous Mishnah normally ends. People don't normally talk about the last line. And in fact, in some ways, it's really the fact that people don't talk about this last line helps spur a very interesting book of scholarship called Execution and Invention by Beth Berkowitz, which is all about the rabbinic discourse of the death penalty, especially given that it was unlikely they had the de facto power on the ground to put people to death, at least not regularly. So given that, why do we talk about the death penalty so much in rabbinic sources? That the book really deals with that question. And in part, it's sort of inspired, and she begins with this Mishnah and discussing it, the fact that nobody refers to this last line, and people walk away from this Mishnah thinking, oh yes, Chazal, the Mishnah is totally anti-death penalty. But it's more complicated than that, because the last line, the very last word that the entire Mishnah has to say about the death penalty in its main unit on this topic, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, a sage of a next generation after Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he says that Af hein marbin shofchei damim b'Yisrael. They too increased the spillers of blood, the murderers in Israel. Not executing somebody in a Sanhedrin increases murder. There's no deterrent for murder. You're actually allowing murderers to flourish. And so Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel gets the last word from the Mishnah. So yes, you have three opinions that really escalate the idea that the death penalty should never be implemented. But then the last word points out that making the death penalty disappear may have an adverse effect on the rest of the society. Or at least the way I think the Mishnah thinks about it, I don't think they could imagine any penalty other than death for murder. But in a society where there are penalties other than death, the point is there has to be some penalty. You can't let those people go scot-free. There has to be a clear deterrent in society or it devolves into chaos. So thank you so much for learning Perek Aleph with me. The next episode will pick up with Rav Miriam Simmer to talk about Perek Bet, Elu Hein HaGolin, which is about the manslaughterer, somebody who kills somebody accidentally, and the punishment of galut, of exile, as a response to that.